Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Illusionoid.
Holy crap, testing. Good evening.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
How is everyone? Oh, everyone is woo. That's great. We are two-thirds of Illusionoid. This is Paul Bates, everybody. Paul Bates.
Hello. This is Nug Nargang.
Hello. Hello. We have a third guy.
Lee Smart.
Lee is...
his daughter's music night.
Yes, so he has to go listen to her play something?
The recorder.
Yes, the recorder.
I'm guessing.
Because that's the law when you're a small kid in public school.
Oh, it's the ukulele, I think, actually.
Is it the uke?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I will accept that. Mm-hmm. So Lee is hearing. So we have a show, and we decided we would audition replacements for Lee.
Yeah. That's it. You miss one, you're out.
You're gone, buddy.
Yeah.
Recorder? Schmacorder? Mm-hmm. No. Okay, great. So what we do, how many of you have heard our podcast before, the Illusionoid podcast? Both of you. Love it. We're going to do some science fiction-y improv tonight. Are you all fans of kind of science fiction stuff? Yeah, all right, nerds, you came to the right show. Awesome.
All right, we're going to bring in a couple guests from the Bad Dog Repertory Players to join us in this first podcast recording.
Yes, we are. So who's coming out?
I think it's Eitan Musket and Paloma Nunez.
Yeah.
And her unborn child.
Okay, so this is going to be a space adventure. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so from you guys in the audience, we need some suggestions. So let's get, can we get an occupation, just a regular everyday occupation like plumber or dentist? Postal worker and butcher, I heard. Which one of those do you like?
Oh, let's go with postal worker.
Postal worker it is. And then we need some sort of celestial body, something in the galaxy out in space, something out there.
Pulsar. Oh, what with a name? What name
yeah,
one?
Yeah, name, like a specific thing.
The milk. Uranus.
Uranus
is easy. Was an easy
yeah, it was
one.
Easy. I heard Milky Way.
Heard Milky Way. 736. What's that one?
Glee
736. Glee 736.
Glee. Now Glee.
Wait
Glee?
A second. Is that the Pizza Nova guy?
Okay. So I'm sorry. Glee or
Pizza Bill? I think it was.
He has an accent.
Glee, but yeah, it's
Glee's 3736.
Glee's 3736.
Yeah.
Okay, so Glee's 736.
Yeah.
All right. So this story is called The Postal Worker of Glee's 736. So I'll give you the here's how this works. We have a whole thing and you will hear the introduction for it right now.
Are we rolling?
The disembodied voice of Lee Smart will introduce the show.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Hello! Can you hear me? Through this time radio, or chrono stage, if you will, I transmit to you from the ends of time, desperate, as you just heard, to warn you. I'll get to the point. In your future, The postal service will not arrive directly to your door. That service will be no more. Large boxes will be planted elsewhere, near your residence. Sometimes not near your residence at all. Sometimes in another solar system altogether!
Well, that's it. We're out of hyperspace.
Oh, man. What a ride.
Yeah, I can't... I'm surprised you decided to stay awake for the whole trip.
No, I usually nap on trips.
Everyone else was cryogenically frozen.
No, I wanted to feel it. I wanted to feel the feeling of travel. You know, because it's... Otherwise, you might as well teleport.
I don't know why you're getting on my case about this. I could not teleport us, all right?
We don't have that?
Not here. Not in a functioning state. It's malfunctioning.
This is because we're poor, isn't it?
Yep. It's an old ship. There's a lot of us. We are refugees. And this is the best piece of crap we could find. It's...
Guys!
The doors work, though.
Have we landed yet? We have this one last piece of mail to deliver.
We've just come out of hyperspace. Did you just wake up?
I just woke up!
Okay, don't be so quick out of the gate to...
Okay, sorry.
All right. All right.
I like him.
What's that?
Henderson likes you.
Oh, hey, I like you too, man.
Thanks. What's his name?
His name's Pete.
Sorry, am I slowing things down?
Henderson, no. No. You've been awake so long that you've forgotten the name.
What? Sorry, I thought I heard my name.
Pete, it's good. We're
we
good.
Said he was a... He said your name.
Oh, okay, thanks.
I gotta fix those doors. They are noisy.
Hey, guys. Oh, it's me, the ship.
Is that the ship?
Yeah.
The AI. Nice.
Yeah, I guess you guys don't really like me, which I got to hear because I hear everything because I'm the ship. Oh. So I'm old and piece of crap, huh?
No. We were all just in like a state where we couldn't talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I could self-destruct if I.
No. Hey, you are.
No.
10.
No, we don't. We don't want you. Please don't stay. No, we like it here.
Please don't.
For taking us to Gliese 736.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it. We're here now. Thank you. Henderson, Pete, can I talk to you guys for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Sure, we'll just go.
Let's go to the pod.
Let's go in the pod.
EVA pod.
No, we're cool. We're just going to the pod.
Yeah, let's just get in. Okay.
Can you close it, the door?
Yeah.
Open the... And...
I can hear you guys.
Okay, close the door again. Close the door.
Sorry. Okay, door's closed.
Okay. Ship, can you hear us? Ship, can you hear us?
Doesn't sound like the ship can hear us.
Okay, everybody get...
Sex!
Huh?
What?
That's my test.
I'm ready.
Okay.
No.
Everybody get your mouths up to the pod window and let's have a conversation, all right?
Gotta zip back. Yeah. I don't need to.
This ship...
It's going to kill us.
It's going to kill us.
Is angry.
But we have to deliver this letter.
No.
We are the last surviving postal carriers in the known universe.
Refugees.
We are refugees from all other planets who've gotten tired of us.
I know. Where are you from? I'm from Saturn.
I am from Nimbus 4.
The cloud planet?
That's the one. The cloud planet.
And you, Henderson?
I'm from Greece.
Remember when they got the moon?
Oh, yeah. When Greece got the moon? Greece. I thought for sure that Spain was going to get the moon that
year. No way.
But
dibs.
They, you know.
When they changed the World Cup to actually winning the moon, who knew Greece would keep it for so long?
I know. It's a dynasty.
It's called the Moon Cup now.
Yep. Oh, man. The tidal waves.
Because you get the moon. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you got
oceans are held hostage.
You remember history. I don't need to explain.
Yes, and then they have that huge festival called Taste of the Moon.
Oh, it's horrible. They pass the moon from country to country.
So crowded.
And make everyone else taste it.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
And then the moon mayor comes and makes an idiot out of himself.
Yeah, oh, man. I know.
Guys, guys. The ship's going to kill us.
The ship's going to kill us.
It's going to kill us. We have got to get this letter down to Gliese 736, but also somehow take control of the ship from the ship.
How can we distract the ship from itself?
I don't know, but the ship just became our biggest enemy.
Okay, now leave the pod. Let's pretend nothing happened.
We'll go one at a time.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You go first, Henderson.
Okay, bye, guys.
Just making dinner.
Hi, ship.
Oh, hi. I thought you forgot about me.
No, of course not. Mm-hmm. I think about you all the time in dreams, too.
Do you? Are you the one that loves me? Are you the only one that likes me?
No, everyone, we were talking. I said, what do you think of ship? And they all said, we like ship.
Really? Like, what else did they say? Like, in detail?
Like,
compliments.
Like, you have such a buttery voice. And they...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All your systems are functioning at
well.
Optimal.
Keep
okay, hey, what's up?
Hey, Hey, Henderson.
No, you're Henderson.
Henderson.
I'm Pete.
Hello,
I'm very
Pete.
Nervous.
Hi, Ship.
Hi.
Hey, Ship, you're looking ship-shaped today.
I can tell a liar when I hear one.
Fuck!
You're full of it.
I'm trying hard. Captain, it looks like we're ready to land at Gliese 736.
What? I was just in this pod. You guys were... Oh, you guys are here.
Oh,
hey.
you were in the pod?
I had no idea.
We didn't see you in the pod.
That's crazy. We were in all that pod together? That's insane. We should have talked to each other or something.
We should have.
Yeah.
So did it. We didn't.
Man, but it's a good thing the ship made such spacious pods for us.
Right?
Well, yeah. Somebody else decided that. Were you guys talking about me? Because this smells like conspiracy.
Oh, no, not at all.
No.
We're just so excited to deliver the last letter to Gliese 736, and then off we go to home.
Home. Separate homes.
If you don't mind, we'll go EVA and land on that...
No one's going anywhere just yet, because... Dinner!
We have to have dinner before we land.
Absolutely. It's Brussels sprouts and moon rocks.
I like one of those things.
It's not my birthday.
But moon rocks, I don't know. I don't eat Greek.
Well, then you're not going to deliver the letter.
No, we will eat.
We'll eat all the moon rocks. For sure.
All right. Well, then let's meet down in the meal cabin.
All right. Yeah, off we go to the meal cabin.
Guys, how do we know that the ship hasn't poisoned the Brussels sprouts?
I don't know. I don't know how you poison rocks.
We should nominate a food tester from the three of us.
Not it.
That was a good idea, Henderson.
I think Henderson's got a great plan because I think that Henderson and the ship have a good relationship, but she's not going to kill him.
I want you to eat all of our food.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to, under the table, scrape all my moon rocks and Brussels sprouts onto your plate.
Just taste some of each one.
That's okay. Peter, I'd like you to try the dinner first.
Okay, ship.
I just drizzled some gasoline on it for you.
That's how my mom was.
Mm-hmm. Here, let my cyber arm feed it to you. Oh, there's just a little right there at the corner. Oh, just put my finger in your mouth. Ooh.
Ship.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course, Amelia. Yeah, yeah.
What's your real name?
What? Why would you ask me that?
I just want to get to know you.
Are you serious? Because nobody ever wants to get to know me. Stupid AI old ship. Well, saggy boob ship.
Where are they?
In the sub-basement. My name is Kathanga.
Kathanga?
Oh, Captain!
She's Greek?
Sounds almost more like a sound effect than a name.
Like something bouncing off the hull.
Or the sound a woman makes when she takes her thong off.
Uses it like a slingshot.
Yeah, maybe it's what she would say when she did it, but it's more onomatopoeia than a sound effect. If you know what that word means.
Make fun of me all you want, that's my name.
We're not making fun of you, we're celebrating your differences.
Oh, here's your meal. Slap. Sorry, my eye.
My eyes! She put moon rocks in my eyes!
Oh, my God!
Oh, Henderson! Oh!
Pete and Henderson!
Pete, do we have the same name?
No, it's confusing. I'm Anderson. You're, I understand how okay. It's confusing.
You're Pete Anderson.
Yes.
And I'm your Meat Henderson.
Captain Gunderson, what do we do?
Oh. All right, Pat, it's time to think. Come on, Pat Gunderson. Get it together. What are we gonna do? I think the only way to get out of here is use the teleporter, you guys!
We have to deliver the letter and I can't see!
That teleporter might be malfunctioning, but it's our only chance to get off this ship
at Captain!
Gliese 736!
Captain! I think we should nominate one of us to teleport.
Not it!
Not it.
Ship, we need you to teleport Henderson to Gliese 736 to deliver the letter or land. It's up to you. Teleportation is very dangerous and we might not have a sound effect for it.
I need somebody to lube up my sub-basement.
Listen, Anderson.
Not it.
You turn on that.
Not it this time.
Captain.
All right. Pat Gunderson, this is your finest hour. Anderson, I need you to switch the teleporter control to manual. Just feel around for it. Henderson.
There you go.
I need you to teleport down and deliver that mail.
Captain.
I'll seduce the ship.
Of course.
Here he goes.
Meanwhile, back on the ship.
Ship.
I've just put on something more comfortable.
And I've just taken off a few comfortable things.
What's the sound it makes when you take it off? Just
like... Kazippa.
Kathanga, Kazippa. No one's loved me in person.
Oh my God! Ah!
It's really nice!
Shh. How about like this?
That's actually quite a lot better.
Meanwhile, on Glee 736.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
I'm Jim Glee.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Is that my letter?
Yes.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Back on the ship.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Age knows a lot about loving, doesn't it?
I didn't know servos could do that.
Hey, Captain.
Henderson.
I made it.
Did we deliver the mail?
You're so lucky you didn't see what they did. I didn't.
No, of course not.
You didn't have to stay.
I couldn't see anything anyway, but I heard it all.
It was great, wasn't it, Captain?
Pretty good. You know what, guys? I think for the ride home, I'm going to stay awake.
Yeah.
Gross.
I'm going to go back to the stasis pod and just ride out this ride home.
Hey, Henderson.
Yeah, Henderson?
What do you think was in the letter?
It's not our business. It's illegal to read the mail. Thanks to Eitan and Paloma.
Good stuff,
thanks, guys.
The Postal Worker of Galize 736. Improvised by Illusionoid. With special guests, the Bad Dog Theater Repertory Players. Starring Paul Bates and Nug Nargang. With special guests, Eitan Muscat, Paloma Nunez, and Paloma's unborn child. Recorded live March 5th, 2014 at Comedy Bar in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Today's show is brought to you by the Bad Dog Theater Company. For over 30 years, the award-winning Bad Dog Theater Company has specialized in the art of unscripted comedy. For news, showtimes, or information on how you can take classes, go to baddogtheater.com. Illusionoid is part of the Pod Almighty podcast network. Go to podalmighty.com and take a listen to all the shows on the network, such as Josh Holliday's The Circus Has Come to Town, Conspiracy Queries with Alan Park, or The Sean Pod with friend of the show, Sean Cullen. You can find all these and more on the Pod Almighty network. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You could submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as those ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.